Then they will deliver you, Matthew 24:9. They will deliver you to tribulation and will kill you, and you will be hated by all nations because of my name. Well, we know that this part just deals with the true worshiper, the believers, those who are in the faith. But then it says, at that time, many will fall away and will betray one another and hate one another. Many false prophets will arise and will lead and will mislead many, because lawlessness is increased and most people's love will grow cold. How much love could this kid have had in his heart? How much love could those people in those instances that I talked about have had in their hearts? There is a coldness that is just growing over the earth. You know, we talk about global warming. You hear that all the time. And the ice caps are melting and all of this. The exact opposite is happening within man. Man is collectively becoming colder and colder. Disrespectful. It just pains you to see how bad things are. And yet, it's prophesied. The condition of the earth, the condition of man, is becoming worse and worse and worse. Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1, beginning with verse 28. Romans 1, 28 reads, and you can actually read the entire chapter, but this is the way this part of it concludes. And just as they did not see fit to acknowledge Elohim, Yahweh, any longer, Yahweh gave them over to a deprived mind to do those things which are not proper. And that's what happened this week. Being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, evil, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice. They're gossips, slanderers, haters of Yahweh, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil. You know, coming up with new things that maybe have never been thought of before. Disobedient to parents, without understanding, untrustworthy, unloving, unmerciful. And although they know the ordinance of Yahweh, that those who practice such things are worthy of death, they not only do the same, but also give hearty approval to those who practice them. There's like a collective society or group or culture or organization in which they belong, and one that we should not be a part of. Man has always exhibited wickedness, but there's never been a time like there is today. Again, I say, when Cain killed Abel, he only killed Abel. If that were today, there would have been many more dead, and probably he would have turned the gun on himself. But you know what? The day is becoming more and more like the time of Noah. Look in 2 Timothy chapter 3. And you knew that that one was coming, I'm sure. 2 Timothy 3, verse 1. It's only going to get worse. But realize this, that in the last days, difficult times will come. Now, Paul wrote this nearly 2,000 years ago. And he probably thought the last days were maybe just over the horizon for him. But I don't believe the wickedness that existed at any time in man's history has been as bad as it is today, except during the time of Noah, when all day, all people only thought of violating Yahweh's law. And that's what's happening today. Not every person is a murderer. I mean, we hear about those things on the news. But think about all the other things that from the list we just read in Romans. That collectively describes every single human being on the face of this earth. And they're consumed with continuing it. 2 Timothy 3, 2. For men will be lovers of self. You know, selfish, only thinking about themselves and how things affect them and how they can get the best and most out of situations. Lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, malicious gossips, without self-control. And I think that's at the core of all of this. They don't control themselves. Brutal, haters of good, Well, that's what Yahweh is, good. That means they hate him. And we know that to be the case directly in many instances. Treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of Yahweh, holding a form of righteousness, although they have denied its power. Avoid such men as these. No matter who they are, no matter how they try to project themselves as good,